All right, so let's drill down a little bit specifically on some performances today. So Sadie in seventh with a very solid ski. Maybe speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, really fun to watch Sadie today. She looked like she was in her just top form. To me, given the course and coming off of kind of a tough day in Toblach, I think today is one of the more impressive days of Sadie's career. This course is just absolutely brutal, and she looked awesome today. She was 17 seconds out of the win, and that's a margin that, you know, can be made up just by having a slightly better day. So to have an athlete right now on this course that can vie for the podium is pretty exciting, and just gave me goosebumps to watch her ski today.
And Jesse was back in 17th, a little over a minute back.
Yeah, she was our one athlete that I think kind of, I haven't had a chance to talk with her, so I don't want to speak
for sure
too specifically, but it seemed like she struggled a little bit with kick today. And it's very possible and an easy mistake to make. It's possible they picked the wrong pair of skis. But I don't know. I don't exactly know. I just know she did not have perfect skis today.
Okay. And, scrolling through here, we got Rosie back in 20th, which, you know, is an incredibly stout performance, but I think she's sort of set the bar too for herself where, you know, she's gunning for top tens.
Yeah. Yeah. Once you hit the top 10, that's all you want. And the other thing about top 10 is once you're in there, you can hit the podium. So, she's frankly not happy with anything other than what's in the top 10, which is, right, which is pretty cool. You know, she kind of, I think, can laugh about that demand that she places on herself. And, but she looked strong today. And I think the sprint and the final climb are going to be good ones for her.
Okay. And lastly, Catherine Ogden in the points in 28th.
Yeah. You know, this has just been such a fun tour having, what we call, you know, she's in that group of younger athletes we call the guppies. And it's just been awesome to have Catherine on the road here. She's been super professional. She's kept the kind of tour environment really light for us. Nobody's taken things too seriously. And to see her slip into the points today is pretty cool and really deserved. And she earned every second of it. So I'm excited for these next couple of days for her. I think she's having a great time.
One more thing on the women's side, just from like obviously being, I'm assuming your course side and like watching things play out. And there were, you know, there was a fall and there was a broken pole, blah, blah, blah. Right. So like things that maybe aren't so uncommon on a course with fast snow, some dicey corners and tight racing. But, you know, Johaug is not taking off from the front like we've seen in the past for sure in individual races or like individual start races and in a lot of mass starts. So the racing's a lot tighter. Anything, I'm just curious if you're a little bit surprised by like how tight things are up front.
I don't know if surprised so much as encouraged. You saw it in Toblach where it was four women finishing in 10 seconds. I just think it's an incredibly competitive field. And I think also a lot of people are you know, adjusting to having Ebba and Ingvild back. It's just gotten quite a bit harder to get on the podium in the last couple of weeks here. So, you know, we welcome them back. I think it makes for really exciting racing. And it's cool when Therese can't just win everything. Yeah, certainly wish her the best. But I think the race of the day goes to Katarina Hennig. That was everybody in the stadium was just cheering for her.